Recording.
Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's Within Brimskin time, hell yeah, number 150, get thrifty up Within Brimskin. We've got my sidekick, Mr. DePonte over here.
What's up, guys?
And we're about to hit the bricks and get it on is what's going to happen right now, because...
Like Donkey Kong.
We got way too much to talk about, well, not really, but we're going to kind of go with it anyway. So, first and foremost, I don't know if you've seen this, but have you ever looked up in Google? Why and how, chainsaws were created?
I heard this on Circling the Drain the other day, or whatever it was.
Did they steal it from me? Really?
They did.
I don't know.
I saw Sean post it on his Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, you should Google why chainsaws were invented.
Yeah.
It's crazy, the story, and I did not look it up.
Well, why don't you look it up right now? So while you're doing that...
Is it morbid?
You got to just read it. What do you call it? So you're going to read it out loud. But in the meantime, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Man & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Barry Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. So what do you call it? Did you look it up? What does it say?
It's for childbirth.
Yeah. Go ahead, read it.
Oh, that's so weird.
Read it so they can.
Two doctors invented the chainsaw in 1780 to make the removal of the pelvic bone easier and less time consuming during childbirth. It was powered by a hand crank. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a modern day kitchen knife with little teeth on a chain that wound in an oval. Oh my God.
Yeah. Not nice. Not nice. What do you call it? So,
screw that.
Craziness, and that's why a chainsaw was created.
That.
And you wonder why so many people died in childbirth back when.
You know what? I mean, I knew that they had medical like things that were horrible, but that's pretty terrible.
It's ridiculously terrible. And
I mean, they used to cut out people's brains. I'm not really surprised.
Well, yeah, in terms of all that lobotomies and all this other crap, I don't even understand how they got away with half the crap that they got away with.
Well, with the lobotomies, it made crazy people not crazy anymore, so.
Yeah, and instead
of... It also made them
dead
numb.
Inside.
Yeah.
So, they had no more brain. But, you know, that being said, it's crazy. So I saw that the other day. I think, actually, Daniela told me about it, and, you know, I've been waiting to sit and talk about it.
Yeah, because it's been making the rounds on Facebook.
Oh, has it?
That's why I saw Sean posted on Facebook.
Very interesting.
And I'm rarely on Facebook, so, you know, I saw it like a few times, so I was like, I don't want to look this up.
Okay, very interesting. Well, what do you call it? So another thing that, we should absolutely be mentioning here, and you probably don't even know this yet because, you know, you don't know what's going on because you don't pay attention.
No,
because,
I don't.
Because this is you.
Unless you're talking about freaking Ukraine.
No, it's not about the Ukraine.
I didn't think so.
It's, so the Grindhouse Radio just won Best Recording Studio for Best of Long Island this
year. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, we just found out. So that being said, we just won Best Recording Studio on Long Island, which was very...
That means people need to come record with us.
Yes, yes.
Come do your voice work here, people.
Yes.
Or your podcasts.
Yes, I did not expect... That one, which was great, you know, so thank you. Thank you for, voting on that for us.
Yeah.
So we'll put that with all the rest of the trophies we've got in here and plaques, and thank you so much. That's crazy. I didn't, we were in for a few different things, and, you know, I guess what happens is people don't necessarily vote for all of them. They'll just pick one, and, you know, I guess that's probably what was going on because we were in, like, four different areas, and I was just like...
So people just kind of pick, like, what they know, you know?
And like, I was like, guys, just go vote for us. That's it. You know what I mean? So maybe they voted for all, maybe they voted for one, who knows, but what happens is when you start splitting votes, You don't, you know what I mean? You don't
get to
hit. I
paid a ton of bots, actually, to vote for us.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I did.
We should do something like that.
I spent like $2,000 on bots.
You don't have $2,000 extra to spend
on
bots.
Well, yeah, now I don't have $2,000. I spent it on the bots.
Ah, fair enough. If you had $2,000, you'd have a new car.
No, I have now like 100 bots.
Oh,
voting for Grindhouse.
100 bots voting for... Well, the voting's been over for quite some time.
Well, I got ripped off then.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
We should have gotten some other rewards, but it is what it is. You know what's crazy is... And look, and I love them over at the Long Island Press. I have no ill will. But at the end of the day, the competition has gotten just more ridiculous over the years. One, it's a three-month...
I feel like that's with everything. I feel like when something becomes popular, like the market just gets saturated by it. That's just how it works in general.
It's a three-month voting process. Nobody wants to vote every single day for 3 months.
Are you kidding me? I was on my phone first thing, 3 a.m.
No, you weren't. You're a liar. That's first of all. Second of all, I'm talking about in general. And second of all, it was so hard to navigate. Like, even if I went on, when I went on to vote, it took way too much time for me to sit and go in and do it. And then if you have multiple people
trying
using
to make
the
hard.
Same computer... You know what I mean? It's hard to, you know, it was like you have to sign out of this and go with it. It was such a bitch and a half.
That's why I only got 100 bots, because it was very advanced the way that you had to vote, and the bots needed to be smart.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope nobody actually thinks that you did get bots to make us win.
I hope nobody takes me seriously anything that I say here. I pretty much joke around the entire time while I'm here.
Yeah, well, that's it. So I, you know, when we first got into it, and back in 2017, what do you call it? You know, at the end of the day, it's not up there. What do you call it? Back in 2017, when we were first brought in and voted, they voted on us. It meant something. No, but it meant something because, you know, in order for us to win, we had to beat old terrestrial radio. You know what I mean? We're the ones that broke the podcast and smaller radio stations to actually even attempt to beat them.
Right, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, you know, we had taken that over. We didn't even know that they opened up a podcast category, but people continued to vote for us for radio.
Well,
so that was like another thing. And then when I originally won, because I won Best Long Island Personality and I also won Best Twitter Account.
And Kim stole it from you.
No, she never won. 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row, I won, and what do you call? But Alex, I was up against Billy Joel, and what do you call it?
I didn't know he had a podcast.
No, about personality, best personality.
Oh.
Billy Joel and like all these big names from Long Island, Seinfeld. So for me to have won that, it was worth it. You know what I'm saying?
They have terrible personalities.
Awful personalities. I don't know how the hell I did win it, but I won it, and that's awesome. But the fact of the matter is, and it was also at that time, I was real heavy on Twitter. So,
that's,
you know.
That's true, you were.
You know, it is what it is. So that being said, you know, I won, I think it was 17 and 18, those two things. But, you know, at the end of the day, I was like, all right, well, I don't want to be pushing this anymore because I feel like a jack sitting and asking people to go vote every single day.
Yeah,
I
do remember doing that, and I remember it was like, go vote, go vote, go vote, and I'm just like, we're always telling people to go vote. Like, it'd be cool if it was a different competition, you know, but
right.
We had them vote, like you said, for like 3 months straight.
Mm-hmm.
A little much.
And we won. And guys, we appreciate the fact that we won 4 years in a row.
Thank you, bots.
That was
I appreciate all of your hard work.
Best thing ever, because we proved ourselves and that was what needed to be done. So that was fantastic. You know, I'm super, super thrilled about that. It's just, you know, at this point, I'm just like, you know, I can't get excited about it anymore. You know what I mean?
I got excited about something yesterday.
Well,
I know that sounds super weird.
Yeah. By the way, before we get to that, I am excited that we won the new award, though. I just want to say
the new award.
Thank
cool.
you so much. It's a, you know, that's another cool thing on your, what do you call it, on your
for
list.
My name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's that's what it says on there. You know, best studio on Long Island to, you know, record voiceover work and so forth. So anyway, that
I
being
heard
said,
a new
what
conspiracy theory?
What is your conspiracy theory?
That well, I mean, it's not new, but it's new to me. That what's his name? Charles Manson.
Okay.
Was a CIA informant and a CIA like asset.
No.
And they used him to wipe out the hippie movement.
I doubt that highly.
There was a lot of... There's a book that I might pick up, but this guy investigated the entire trial, and a lot of the things that he's... There's a lot of weird things that don't line up. There's just a lot of really weird inconsistencies. And you know what? It kind of makes sense in a way that, like, it did, you know, the government did really want to get rid of the hippie movement, and that kind of did kill the hippie movement.
Right. To be honest with you, I think that's the most ridiculous thing ever. However, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with him, Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild Z from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, people? Welcome back to Within Brimskin.
Yes. So what do you call it? Have you watched, I'm sure you didn't because you never watch anything on television or
no.
Netflix or anything.
No.
Did you hear about the show Inventing Anna on Netflix?
Inventing Anna?
Inventing
is this,
Anna.
Annabelle?
No. So this is about Anna Delvey. Anna Delvey
was that?
She was a you know, well, I'll get into it, but this is a true story. It happened in New York City. And it's actually a series. Anna Delvey is the name that she was using.
Anna Sorkin.
Anna Sorkin is her real name. But basically what it is that, what do you call it? Anna Delvey was what the name was. She was a Russian-born German socialite who scammed banks, hotels, and rich acquaintances out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And what do you call it? And this is... basically what it does is the show chronicles the journalism done by a real journalist, but in the show it's Vivian Kent is the name that they use, but it's actually you know, a real story and a real person who did it. I think it says it on there what the name is. This it's an incredibly insane story, though. This girl is
so here's the headline. The
Jessica,
headline of this
right?
is yeah. Maybe she had so much money that she just lost track of it. Somebody had to foot the bill for Anna Delvey's fabulous new life. The city was full of marks.
Yeah, and it was huge. It was like such a big thing. This really happened. So basically, this girl had nothing, okay? She came in here and she created a persona and made everybody think that she was a true German heiress, that she was, you know, she had a trust that she was waiting on that was over, you know, I think it was like $600 or $60 million or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like some extraordinary amounts of money. And what do you call it? And she kept putting it off, like saying, oh, you know, I still haven't gotten it yet. And she was getting like the biggest names in the city in terms of like socialites and real estate people, bankers, all this, you know, all these different people where they were thinking that she was this big heiress and they wanted her money. So essentially,
right, of course,
they all screwed themselves, but they also were all trying to use this girl and then got effed in the A, you know what I mean? Because they, you know, shouldn't have been so selfish. But, you know, the fact is she's still a scam artist, but what do you call it? But they all deserved it, to be completely blunt. And what's crazy is she came, she had, you know, like started acting as though, you know, that she had this big trust fund, and she started staying at all of these hotels.
Yeah, I saw that. She stayed at a hotel for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She charged like everything to the room.
Yes, yeah, she did. I see that.
All right. And
she'd bring down wine bottles for people. Uh-huh. And, oh my God.
So all these people were like, oh, she's rich. She's got the money.
Uber drivers, $100 cash. Meals, $100 cash. What?
Yeah, yeah. She was handing out like $100 bills like they were going out of style.
How?
Because she got money from Tom to pay Dick and pay Harry. You know what I mean? And what do you call it? But she just knew where to throw the money when she had it. You know what I mean? And most of the stuff that she got, she charged it all to the hotel. So like a lot of these ritzy places in Manhattan, if you're staying in the hotel, you know, they call over and they just charge it to the hotel. So the hotel's on the hook for it.
Okay.
So clothing places, jewelry places, all this crap.
Oh my God.
And she was just wine, whatever it was. And then normally she wouldn't go out of the hotel. Like everything she would really do would be in the hotel. So anybody
arrested recently.
Oh yeah. Well, this was, you know, she was arrested a couple years ago.
She was doing this in 2017. She did this for 2 years.
Craziness.
Oh my God.
She was waiting on a half a billion dollar loan. Okay. So what do you call it? And that's what the biggest thing was, is she was trying to get this loan and she thought that she actually was going to get this loan. Like
she did a lot. Considering all the things she got, she may have gotten a loan, to be honest with you.
The reason why she wasn't going to get the loan is because everybody was in the right place. She had everything set up, right?
Right.
And the banker who was working on it, who was a big deal banker or lawyer, I'm sorry, the lawyer who was working on a big deal lawyer, you know, got sucked into it, and he was set to make tons of money, right? And what do you call it? You know, so he's working on this thing. And then the big banks that were supposed to do the loan, they basically said that, what do you call it? They were going to have to send one of their representatives to go over to Germany to, what do you call it, to take care of the, you know, just to speak with
to
the
speak
bank
with that, yeah.
And just what he to you know, see everything in person.
There was no bank.
But there was no bank over there. She was using a voice changer.
Netflix paid her $320,000 for this movie.
Craziness. Craziness.
She got paid $320,000 for scamming people.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Like, this girl is a psychopath and a genius all in one.
Oh, but she almost used all of it, it looks like. She spent $200,000 to pay restitution to the banks, $24,000 to settle New York State fines, and more than $75,000 in attorney fees.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's almost all of it. Yeah.
And I'm sure she'll get plenty more, because I'm sure the book will come next and some other crap or whatever it is. But, you know, like, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot more to come from it. So then, what do you call it? There was,
I want them to be paid. I didn't steal the money, but I do owe them money. I'm not going to fight it. That's not who I am.
Craziness. So then she had a friend, or, you know, a so-called friend, Rachel. Now, this girl, Rachel, okay, is, and if you looked her up, you'll see what I'm talking about. But what do you call it? So this girl, Rachel, it's Rachel Deloach Williams, I believe. Rachel, D-E-L-O-A-C-H Williams, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it comes right up as soon as you type in Rachel, actually.
So she was, what do you call it, one of the people that got scammed. However, she was at fault. You
and
know
now
what I mean?
She's selling a book. New York yes. Times best-selling author of My Friend Anna.
Yes. And so, okay, so the story with her is she was one of the people that was sucking up to Anna and going to the hotel and hanging out and getting all this free food and all this wine and, you know, luxurious things and just, you know, going on trips, because this girl set it up in all these different hotels and then basically was just like, you know, oh, you know, we're going to wire the money. We're wiring the money. You'll get a wire. But everybody thought that she was legit.
Right.
Because
yeah,
she built up that persona. So this girl, Rachel, who she was friends with, she worked for Vanity Fair. And what do you call it? She was like, you know, Anna had said, hey, let's go away. We need to go on a vacation. Let's go to a trip. So they went out of the country. I forgot exactly where it was, but it was like a foreign country. And she set the thing up and she told them, you know, she didn't put a credit card on file. She said, you know, that, you know, this is who she is, German heiress. They looked her up, blah, 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 you know, because she had everything set up. You know what I mean? So it all looked as though it was legit. And what do you call it? Are we close to the close to time?
Never mind.
Okay. And what do you call it? So it all looked legit. And basically what happened was, you know, they just never put a credit card on file.
Okay.
And then so she just, you know, to a point where she's like, well, I don't have a credit card that's going to work. And they would throw her out of the hotel. So
that's
what do you call
hysterical.
It? So
oh
she
God.
Kept going. So now she went on this trip with this girl, Rachel, another guy, I guess, who was a videographer or something. And
well, she's a photographer, Rachel.
Yeah. But a videographer as well, and also her, what do you call it?
Yeah,
her,
I saw something about her wanting to do a movie or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, like maybe do a reality movie on herself. So, and then the, what do you call it, and then her trainer or something. So they all went over, and she was pulling the same scam on this place, and what do you call it, she's still ordering everything, and everything's in, but she, what do you call it, she wanted to stay in the hotel.
That's so funny.
The people were like, you know, well, we didn't come all the way over here just to stay in the hotel. We should go here, we should go there, thinking that Anna is going to be paying all this money for them,
right.
All right? But they don't know she's pulling the scam.
Yeah.
So she's sitting there and scamming or whatever, and they come over like multiple times. They're like, we need a credit card. We need a credit card. We need a credit card. And she's like, well, I gave you all my credit cards. You know, it's not my fault that the credit cards are not working, you know, in this country. You know, so what do you call it? So she said, I can have my father wire you money. The father, by the way, is a poor guy in Russia. Russia? Germany. She's a poor guy in Germany. No, in Russia. He was living in Russia because they came from Germany originally. They came from Russia originally, and then they were in Germany. So what do you call it? So he's in Germany. And what do you call it? Poor, like not poor, but like moderate class. There is no money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was all made up. So what do you call it? So she was there. And what do you call it? You know, while they were at the hotel, they came and they're like, this is not happening. You know, we need a credit card right now or we're calling the police. And what do you call it? The only way to get out of it, this Rachel girl gave them her credit card and saying, Anna, you're good for it, right? You're going to pay for this, right? You're going to, you know, take care of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And then what do you call it? She's like, of course, I need the funds wired to me. So what do you call it? Then they went out to do this other thing, these gardens or whatever it was. And then they spent another $2,000, but then they didn't have a credit card because Anna didn't have the money. The credit cards weren't running. So then Rachel was stuck. She had to put the credit card down there. But what do you call it? So, but the hotel had the credit card. So they went back to the hotel. She had to go back to the hotel, take the credit card, and she said, it's only a hold, right? And they said, yes. So she gave them her freaking Vanity Fair business card.
Oh my God.
To hold, took her regular credit card back, went over to the place to pay the other place with her personal credit card, and I'll tell you the rest when we get back from break.
Okay. Oh my God. There's so much to this.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas. Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yeah!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So
what, up,
what do you call it? So where I left off is she went and she paid that what do you call it, the place. It was like 2,000 and change, all
right? Right.
Just to go
that
for
that was Rachel, right?
Rachel paid for it. But again, mind you, Anna's been paying for everything. So now Rachel thinks that she's gonna get paid back and you know what I mean? And so forth, like she deserves this money, right?
I see that Rachel is claiming that Netflix's version of events differ from what she said.
Of course she's going to say. She's trying to save face. Now, yeah. Follow me on this. So now, what do you call it? She speaks to the guy, the videographer. The videographer is like, we need to get the hell out of here. We need to go. We're not staying here. Something's right. not right, whatever. And she's like, well, I can't leave Anna. And, you know, and he's like, no, we're leaving. The two of them didn't go and get the credit card. She figured, all right, I'll cancel it once I'm back, okay, or whatever. She left the country, okay? The two of them snuck out and left Anna there, okay? She told Anna that they were going, but they snuck out and they went back to America. She got back. She didn't, and she apparently didn't cancel the credit card because Anna stayed at the hotel an additional week or two after they left and then worked up $62,000 in credit on the card. God. They charged her Vanity Fair card and they charged her personal credit card
because
they had both of them on file. So now she's done $62,000. So, but now let's think about this. She's the one who put the credit cards down. She's the one that, agreed to go. She's the one that kept sitting and saying, hey, you know, we should do, instead of this 3-course meal, let's get a 5-course meal and blah, 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 because she was using someone else's money. So now she's freaking out because she doesn't have this money. So now she's the one who set Anna up to go to jail. So she set her up because because Anna kept putting her off because she didn't have the money to pay her. So
I like this text from Anna. She got out of jail and she was like, I need $72 million by the end of next week. DM me.
Really?
Isn't that kind of funny?
Who did she send that to?
She posted it on Twitter.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
She's crazy. I put it this way. I reached out to her and Rachel to see if I can get either of them on Grindhouse. I haven't heard back from either yet. But I just think it would be hilarious to have that conversation.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
But seriously. So then she was one of the however many counts, when she was indicted, you know, when Anna was brought in, you know, she was one of the things, and she lost because the lawyer proved in front of the whole jury, he was like, that she was, you know, trying to get over on Anna, or not even get over, but...
Yeah, she swindled. Anna was found guilty of swindling more than $200,000 from hotels, mm-hmm. banks, and other institutions. She was found not guilty of stealing from me.
Exactly.
Which was Rachel, I guess.
Right.
Posting that.
Right. So, because you had a partner. You were there at the hotel. You were still doing stuff. So what? You just expected her to pay for everything? That means you were taking advantage of her.
Wow, she got out... February 11th, 2021. Wow, I can't believe she got out that fast.
Well, she got out a lot faster than she was supposed to be.
Whoops.
Oh, she did. What do you call it? Did everybody hear that?
Probably not.
Okay, well.
Well, for those of you that didn't hear, and just a short little YouTube blurb.
Anyway, so it was a very interesting show. I watched the whole show.
The Netflix series.
Yeah, we watched the whole thing. We binged it. It took a couple days because it's, you know, it's long.
Is it a series or a movie?
It was a series. Not a docu-series, but it's funny. Right at the beginning in the credits, like when it starts, every time it's like, you know, everything in this is true except for the things that are completely made up. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's so funny. You should read the book. You should read My Friend Anna, see what events contradict with the Netflix story.
Oh, probably 90% of them, anything to do with her. Guarantee, because she doesn't want to look bad.
Yeah, true.
But, and you know why Anna beat her in court?
Why?
Because when the lawyer was up there, he goes, so you were a victim, you're the one, you know, she stole all this, she stole what? So you're saying that she stole $63,000, and he goes... Well, were you? Did you go on the vacation?
Yeah, she did.
Did you eat the food? Did you drink the wine? Did you not expect to pay anything? Like, so it was okay for you to take advantage. How about all the times that you were at the hotel or you were out at the clubs? Did you ever pay for a drink? Did you ever pay for food? No, Anna wouldn't let me. Okay, so basically,
Anna wouldn't let me.
So basically, after all this time, you know, 2 years, you've been freeloading on her. Yeah. Okay. So that being said, now let's just take all that out of the equation. Let me ask you, Rachel. He says to, you know, well, this is obviously
it is in the movie, and they're talking to Rachel during the trial.
And,
yeah.
And I'm assuming it's similar to what was in the actual trial because it's true. And he goes, well, you know, how much, you know, didn't you just write a book? How much did you get to write that book?
Yeah, a lot, right?
Yeah. And then wasn't it option for a movie? And how much did you get for that? So it was like she got $600,000 for the, what do you call it, for the book.
You really?
Yeah, she got, you can look it up. It's like
My Friend Anna.
It's like $600,000 I think she got for the book. Then it was another X amount of thousand for the, what do you call it, for the option. And then if it was picked up for a movie, it was another, you know, million or whatever it is. And then she also gave an exclusive to Vanity Fair, which she got, you know, I think it was like $50,000 for. So, you know, so when he's saying this to the court and in front, like, so he's like, so basically you're not a victim. You made out on all of this. You know what I mean? You've made back. And he said, did you ever pay Amex?
She Rachel goes, Williams did make $300,000 from her book deal, as well as money from HBO and Vanity Fair.
See?
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Totaling $630,000.
So I was, okay, so I was off by some, but what do you call it? But you got the gist.
That's and, a lot.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Okay.
Wow, she did not understand the value of this story in the beginning. The first story that she sold to Vanity Fair, the exclusive, was for only $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got big, she was like, oh, I can make a lot more. And then she did her book deal for $300,000, a TV deal for $330,000. Wow.
And the TV deal, that's just the option, I believe. I don't think that's, I think she gets more if it's made. So,
okay.
So like, you know, I'm not completely 100% on all the numbers, but what do you call it? So who, And then she didn't even have to pay back the Amex, because Amex, you know, credited it as a, what do you call it, as a fraud. What do you call it, as fraud? So okay. She didn't even have to pay for the Amex. So,
hey Brim, we should just do some controversy like this.
Craziness.
Like what are we doing? These
being
people
honest.
Are getting TV deals. They're getting book deals, movie deal, whatever the hell. We're sitting here trying to record a podcast every week.
It's unreal, you know.
Just need to go steal from some hotels.
I you're right. I mean, craziness. Like, seriously, craziness. Like, and the thing is everybody believed her. Everybody believed her.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I don't get, like, look, and you know what? She was not cute, you know what I mean? It's not, I mean, she wasn't ugly, but she wasn't necessarily cute. You know what I mean? And then on top of that...
Yeah, but nobody's going to say that to a freaking German heiress.
Why? I would. You know? But then guys wanted to sleep with her. Like, all these bankers wanted to sleep with her.
Well, I mean, she's got she's got millions of dollars.
So, like, I'm not shallow like that. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, if I was single, I don't care if you're rich or if you got no money.
I don't know. Give me a few $1,000.
Anyway,
take me out to dinner.
You guys, if you have a chance to check that out, check out the whole damn thing, because it's crazy. Then a lot of people are saying, and I thought about it right away, is what if the Tinder swindler guy and this Anna Sorkin got together?
Who the hell is the Tinder swindler?
We spoke about it on Within Brim Skin. He's the guy from Tinder that was scamming all these women out of ridiculous amounts of money.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, we spoke about it on Within Brim Skin. So what do you call it? Anyway, that being that, you guys should definitely check out that show on Netflix. What do you call it? No free ads, but what do you call it?
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a really good show. And, before we go, what do you call it? I don't know if you've ever seen this guy, but this guy reminds me so much of you. The way he looks, like, I don't, you know, it's crazy. He does, like, his name
is he a professional stoner?
His name is Zeth. And he does, his hair is just a little bit shorter than yours, but he does these things on TikTok with his daughter here. He kind of he reminds me of you.
Yeah.
But when he's wearing, when he's wearing his hat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a lot
more. You throw glasses on him.
Yeah.
And he looks very, very similar to you.
He doesn't have the red hair, though.
Like, no, blonde. I think he, no, maybe it's blonde. Yeah.
The other one was blonde.
Yeah. But if it was red.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, he. Every time I see him, I have to stop because I thought that you posted something.
I posted something on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
Alex
probably
is
never
trying to
happening.
Get TikTok famous.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's about all the time we have.
Actually,
and,
I've had some great TikTok ideas.
So then we should do them.
Nah, I gave them to Megan.
Oh, well, Bye. She should do them.
She is. She's okay. going to.
Anyway, that's about all the time we have with Brimskin. Make sure every single week you check out the Grindhouse Radio Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you get Truly Inconsequential on Wednesdays. And, of course, the Dirty Little Secrets Club every single Tuesday. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Hit me up on social media, and we'll see you next week.